everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS radio program, Creation Light Shift Healing. And we always give you the date today that we can release from you if you have any energetic cordings. So the date today is May 25th, 2016. So release these numbers from you. So here we go. Remember, there's probably like keywords, key numbers that track you. So releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to release aliens in your room or around you, inside of you, listening, wherever, up in the corners in your room. Look up in the sky there, up in your roof. Are they up there? Are they outside your window peeking at you? So here we go. Let's release them. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That's good. Let's release from you a situation that you're dealing with. You remember this is just one incident, not a timeline. So here we go. Think of something that's happening with you you don't like. You want to get rid of it. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's bring up the light beams. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. We'll bring peace energy in. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if Michelle's out there with the microphone and headphones on in the studio. So are you in BBS Radio Land tonight, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. it sounds so professional. I have the headphones and the microphone and the whole deal, but really not much of that is actually happening. But hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night show with Creation Light Shift. I just found the most awesome thing. One of our listeners sent us, and I'm trying to find it again. There's so many emails in here, and I'm having a hard time finding it, but when I find it, I will send it on to people. So what it is somebody has written, I think they presented this to you, Ron, at the New York show, because they said that in the email, that it's a clip of music with your counting the aliens out. And they played it for you, and you said, oh, that's still working and active. And then with some type of program on the internet, they got rid of any odd harmonics, and it's over a really cool song. So I thought, this is great, because I can have this on my phone, and I can play it in my car, and it'll just sound like I'm listening to this cool dubstep song. But really, I'm doing some serious awesome work counting the aliens out. Do you remember this, Ron?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
I think this first name has an E in it, so thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey,
so is
great.
It okay if people write in, can we send it out to them?
Yes, we can, yes. Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay, I think they're going to find it. I'm going to find it. There are so many emails in here, though. Thank you to all the listeners who are writing all these great questions and things to talk about, and I will find that email, and then I will send it in to people. If you write us and let us know that you want the recording. So that's really cool. So this week on Saturday, we have the Shackle Release Call number 2, which sounds so excited. I think my body's already getting ready for it, like ready to release stuff, ready to let it go. So that's going to be, is that 10 o'clock? Pacific time?
Yep, 10 o'clock Pacific.
10 o'clock Pacific? Okay, so Central Time is going to be 12 o'clock, and so on and so forth around the world, whoever is listening. And same process as before, you send Ron a $30 PayPal donation, email him the receipt at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will email you back the password and username before the show on Saturday morning.
And that's to do it on Thursday, Friday.
Okay. So, let me see. What to talk about? There's so many different things to talk about, Ron. One of our listeners wants to know, can you tell me when I was created, when I came here, from where, and what my home planet is like?
Well, no. When I do the 4-in-1 clearing, I find out, you know, where your twin flame is, and you get connected to your twin flame energetically, because it's doing its own thing just like you are. Hopefully it's not here on this planet. And then also, you know, I find out where your home base is, where you would go to after you leave here. You can go there, you know, during this incarnation and meet with your twin flame off and on, but, you know, you can't live there because you're living here. So it's like a place that you go to for the interim before you go somewhere else to get a body and energize it and have a life somewhere. So that's how you find that out. So back to you.
I think last Wednesday it was, we started to talk about soul family and whether or not that was a romantic connection or what type of beings your soul family entailed. And we were just about to talk about the twin flame, but I don't think we ever did. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Well, the twin flame is the other half of you, we'll say. So when you create it, you're one energy, and then it divides in half. And I guess the simplest way of putting it, it would be like your opposite sex of what you are. May not always be correct, but just kind of making it real simple. So, and your twin flame, normally what I've found so far is not a humanoid at all. I've never seen a human twin flame yet, unless they're here on this planet, okay? So normally it could be some type of, it could even maybe incarnate as like water. It could incarnate like as trees or birds and bees, something like that. Some kind of animal. It could be an insect. So, you know, that's kind of what your twin flame could end up being. And you may not even resemble anything that's here, but I can give you a rough idea of what it looks like. And then you get connected to it, and then from there you're able to, you know, sense the energy. Once you have that 4-in-1 session, normally the loneliness that you have had throughout your whole life is released from you, and you feel like you're fulfilled because you are looking, in a sense, for your twin flame because that's your other half of you. And that's probably why people are going outside of themselves all the time trying to find something. So I guess back to you.
Yes, I have done the twin flame. I've done the 4-in-1 clearing and found out what my twin flame was. And it was really interesting. What you told me made sense because you said this this particular being is eating this certain thing. And I was like, that's so funny. I walk around and I eat that certain thing sometimes, and I always giggle and think it's so hilarious that I do this bizarre thing. So, yeah, that's funny. I wonder why they're not humanoid forms. I wonder why they're always some sort of an animal or, like you said, maybe water or something.
Well, I don't know, but I haven't seen one yet. You know, I've seen dolphins and whales and things with twin flames and coral. You know, all different types of things, manatees, but I've never seen one that looks human. So that would probably indicate that where true light is, maybe there isn't very many humans there. You know, I don't know.
Wow.
Most people, when I tell them what the twin flame looks like, I'd say 90% of them already have a sense of that when I tell them, because they may have drawings of that particular sardine or something similar. And maybe if it's a fish, they'll have, you know, different fish on their wall, you know, or they like fish, just for instance. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. I always liked fish, you know, and now I found out that my twin flame is a fish. And so wow. That's kind of how it works out. So anyway, that's what happened. So that just makes you feel better. How did you feel after you had your twin flame? When did you feel like you're more, more satisfied being yourself because that struggle's over with? And you don't feel like the loneliness or, you know, the aching inside of trying to figure out something in a relationship that you now have with the twin flame?
Yeah, in a big way, I felt like that fullness that you said, like, oh, you feel satisfied. And you kind of feel like, oh, I don't need to keep looking. It's not there. I'm looking for something that doesn't exist, and I can stop now. And so you get rid of that kind of obligation of feeling like you're supposed to find that in another person, and you're just never going to. And so then it also makes it a little more, I guess, I don't know, satisfying when you meet another person. You're like, oh, that's interesting to get to know what you're like in particular. And you don't have any expectation of what you want them to be like or how you want them to fulfill you. You're just getting to know them for them. And so it changes how you look at relationships in a very good way, like a very peaceful way.
Yeah, very good. So if anybody's interested in doing that, you need to have some clearings under your belt before your twin flame would even probably come to you. So you need to have, you know, naturally your emotional whole lifetime. You need your mental whole lifetime. You need the sensory clearing, which is what I do with people over the telephone. And you also need to have your planet, star, vortex clearing to get rid of those planets off of you. And probably the curse of sex and spell clearing. And once you have those, then you can connect with me and say that you've done those, and we can get a session together. Normally, it's going to take probably an hour and a half minimum to probably 3 hours. So I just do it over the telephone. Normally, I get the energy with you, then we hang up, and then you sit with your twin flame energy for as long as you like. I've had some people sit for like 45 minutes to an hour with their home base and then their twin flame energy, so that it could be a lengthy call. And then some people, they only want to be there for 5 minutes. But it's up to you on how long that would be. When I first did these initially, a long time ago, I would have to start clearing 13 planets off people because they never did the planet, star vortex clearing. And, geez, the first one that I did, I remember that took me 4 hours on the telephone to do, to get those off of that person because they're so heavily corded. That's why you want to do that clearing. And then, from there, that's the main thing. And then we take you out of your soul family. So that energy should be released from you. So anyway, it's a home base, your twin flame, planets and stars, and the soul family, agreements there. So anyway, it should take, an hour and a half to probably 3 hours to do. So, and I believe the cost on that is $150. So, back to you.
Oh, yes. So worth it. That is a fun evening, I'll tell you. It's very cool. So, just, I know some people are probably taking notes if they want to do this. So, the 4-in-1 clearing is 4 separate clearings with not the prerequisites. You do those prior, obviously. And it includes disconnection from your soul family on a very deep level because it was very interesting. I've already had the soul family clearing when I did this one with you, Ron, and yet you were still like, okay, there's this major thing to do when I've worked with you on the phone specifically about this. So it does go very specific and very deep at the core of what you're connected to with these people. And then Ron lets you feel what your original planet is like, which is probably pretty cool, like my trip was. And also lets you feel what your twin flame is like. And then the fourth part is the planet disconnection. Is that it?
Yep, that's it. Uh-huh.
Okay. So if we've already done the planet disconnection as a prerequisite, then when you do it with us on the 4-in-1, is it just more complete and deeper?
I have to go through 13 planets. These are ones that are normally more connected to you, or that are always connected to you. So I always do those. But it's best to do the planet one over again before you do the twin flame one. So if you have it and, you know, you can do the unlimited version, then just do it over again. And then at that time, give me a call if you did the other ones previously. So back to you.
Yeah, so that's great. So I hope that answers the question for the listener who had written in there. That healing would cover a lot of the issues that they wanted to deal with. And it not only disconnects you from things, but it reconnects you to things that you want to be connected to, like your planet, your twin flame, and it lets you feel that for a little while, and it is really settling is the word I would use, very settling. It's very nice. Okay. So did you want to move on to another question, Ron?
Let's see what we can cover a lot of them if we can here.
Okay. So another listener has written in that they were searching for a rejection clearing, and I don't know if that one exists, but the reason that they were trying to do that is because they feel there is some type of a generational rejection issue going on in their life and in their subsequent family members. And so first of all, I guess I'm wondering, is there a rejection clearing, Ron, or what would someone do for that?
You could always go in and use the generic, clearing, which is a special clearing, and use that for rejection. And then I kind of heard, issue from parents, et cetera. So then you may want to do the first seven generational clearing on that. I'll see if I have it, rejection. I don't know if I have that or not, but I'm looking right now.
Okay. It's like I vaguely remember it, but maybe I'm thinking that it's not there. I truly can't remember right now. If anyone knows, let us know, but Ron's looking for it. And then it says that they have put the word rejection in specific whole life clearings that they already have, and the ones that they mentioned were fear, emotional, slavery, entities, dark side practitioner, and curses, hexes, spells clearing. So they have put that word in the box for all those clearings, so hopefully that will make some changes in their life. And it had been suggested to them that they do the 1-7 generation clearing to clear the previous stuff going on. But I wonder if, Ron, if... we haven't done this for a while, but maybe a clearing for entity release would help, since it's a generational thing.
Yeah, it's possible. I'll just do one for entities. I'm seeing relationship clearing, regret, race discrimination. So religious indoctrination. Resentment of motherhood, but I don't see that one in here, so you would probably need to do that. But anyway, here we go. You may want to, do the self-empowerment clearing. It's probably listed there. But here we go. Let's do one that you're talking about. So here we go. Entities. So think of an entity that's bothering you for rejection. And I think the last time you got rejected. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. There we go. So back to you.
Okay, great. I was thinking also maybe the abandonment clearing might help for that for some reason. Maybe people are rejecting each other because they feel abandoned and they want to, like, reject somebody else first so they don't feel abandoned or something. I'm not sure. But abandonment is a big thing I'm sure a lot of people have dealt with in their life. And somebody must have asked you for it because that is an actual clearing on your website, is abandonment clearing. So there must be other people that have gone through that. Okay, I don't know. I think it might have been, I'm not sure what they were talking about this, but car clearing. It says, thank you so much for the advice. They're also going to try the hybrid satellite free clearing while they're driving, and they think that might help clear their car as well. On one of the shows recently you were talking about how to clear your car.
That sounds good. Yes, give it a try. Let us know how it works.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, so we have a listener who has named a specific thing, which I will not name on the show, but it says they are considering doing a type of ceremony with something that would, in some cultures, make them see things or experience things. I would say it's a spiritual drug. Some people might have it listed as a street drug, and they're wondering if you could comment on this, whether or not it's a good idea.
Well, I'm against drugs because it could alter your mind and cause entities to come in as you leave your body. So if you're going to be leaving your body or you're on some kind of vision quest or something, then you're working outside of yourself, and now you're going to be on timelines. And are you going to be able to come back here? Maybe you might even have part of your spirit stolen. And you won't know that at all. But you may have a nice joyride. So back to you.
Yeah, I've heard stories, particularly about the one they mentioned. But I've heard people go to certain places and then they do it. And then there'll always be this kind of character floating around that, you know, does not have good intentions, and the people that are maybe doing this think they're having such a fantastic trip, and it feels great because you're having a great trip in your mind, but the beings around you who know better, they're just waiting for you to open yourself up so they can, like, do exactly what Ron said. So I'm with you on that one, Ron. I would not go there. So
them. You know, if you can't get rid of them, then, you know, you're dealing with alien energies. So, going further down the rabbit hole. And maybe they want you to do it so you never ascend out of here, so they have you captured for your for eternity. So, back to you.
Yeah. You know, I find that to be kind of a theme in general, not just about that, but anything that I guess you get hooked up with and it's all in duality, or it's a dark side thing, and it's like, what is the real purpose? Like, why would another person want me to get involved with that? And in the end, well, if you don't ascend and you don't take care of your own body, then you're a slave, and they're probably the person who wants to make you a slave. And
yeah, maybe that friend, if there is a friend wanting you to do it, maybe they're your handler, and they want you to really be. So, anyway, you know, that's I don't recommend any of that stuff, never to leave your body. So that's what we talk about all the time, about aliens abducting you. And so, you know, like I said many times, the answers are already in the question. So, you know, you're suspicious and you're worried about something, or is this going to happen to me, or, well, then you already know that it's not right. So you really don't need me to tell you that it's not. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, right, if you're already like, I'm not sure, the answer's probably no. I think the saying is, when in doubt, leave it out. So, okay, great. And somebody is wondering, can they be absentee for the upcoming call?
Yeah, the shackle call, you could be. I don't see any major problem unless some shackle was taken off of you and makes your body jerk or something. You know, when you're doing something that's highly technical, or, you know, so you need to, you know, I don't know what you're going to be doing. You know, if you're a doctor and you're doing an operation on somebody when we're having that, I'd definitely say no, don't get on the call. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you.
Yeah, good point. You don't want to be like in surgery at that time. Okay. And the second part of that is, they were curious as to whether or not you record them and they could listen to it after. I don't know if you've ever done that.
I don't record any of my calls, no.
Okay.
Because they only work in the present moment.
Yes. And I do enjoy listening to what you're saying and what you're doing and kind of tuning into it a little bit more during the time, so I do like to listen, even if I have it just, you know, in one ear. it is kind of nice to know what's going on. So, but same procedure if you want to do it. Absentee, just send in the email, and Ron will. Do people still need to call in, or can they just email you and say I'm absentee?
Just give me an email that's going to be absentee. That's all that I need.
Okay.
And I actually, once you pay for it, then you're automatically going to be on the call. So, but some people like to email me and say, yeah, I'm going to be on, or they just want to check in at the beginning to say an honorable mention that they're here, and that's fine. So back to you. And
okay.
I'll probably be on about 10 minutes early anyway. I'll be checking emails for it probably Thursday afternoon and Friday. So if you don't get anything, you know, by Friday night, then definitely send me another email. If you sent one like on Thursday, I may have got lost someplace or something. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. All right. So somebody has written in about the twin flame. It says, I heard you say that we could meet them only on the home-based planet. They're curious as to whether or not we could meet them on the creation light ship or during a Saturday mini session. But
they're not available for that.
Yeah.
So you meet them where you're on their terms, where they meet you, and normally you could call them to you for maybe 10 seconds. They may come, may not. On your home base, the planet is where they go to, and that's where you're supposed to go to. Also, you know, when you're in the light, you visit. You know, that location and your twin flame. But I do have people that actually call their twin flames to them for about 10 seconds. They'll come in and they'll leave. Remember, you don't want them to be here too long. You don't want them to be on this prison planet trap like you are. So they're very cautious about coming here. They already know that you're involved with darkness, and they don't want to have darkness on them. So the connection with them is very quick and fast. So back to you.
Yes, but I believe somewhere that there is an explanation. There's some sort of a radio show or somewhere on the website it says that you explain the situation with the twin flames, and the reason why you are lucky if your twin flame isn't here. Do you want to explain why you're lucky if your twin flame isn't also on this planet?
Yeah, if your twin flame is here, then you're both screwed. I don't know what else to say.
You know, exactly.
Because it's trapped here like you are. So that's basically it. So you really want your twin flame not to be here. So back to you.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have to really hope that that person, you know, came to this particular knowledge that you came to and can somehow get out. Otherwise, if and when you get out, then that person may or may not be trapped here. Okay. All right. On another note, another email, it says that you mentioned that there is a certain clearing that would help with learning skills better, and they're wondering, is it the IQ or the education clearing?
Both of those. And then you may want to do, if you're having a project or something, or maybe your vocation is something, you can do the spirit, fetus, and fusion clearing, which you can input, will say, what talents you want to be a little better in you, so to bring up more DNA. And that could work with the DNA and also the worse of the DNA. So maybe you're a writer and you want to write better, for instance. Maybe it can pull forth more of your genetics for writing. Maybe you're a long-distance runner and you want to run faster. You could do that, something for the body. Remember, everything is available to you in your body because you've experienced so many lives here that you have all these experiences. And your spirit, maybe only picked a half a dozen of them or so. But it was trying to get you to do that. That's what it contracted with your body to do. Now, maybe you're not even doing what the spirit wanted initially, which means that there wasn't much DNA put forward because the spirit only connected with so much of it that it wanted to do in this lifetime. So if you're way off, maybe you feel lost in this lifetime, maybe that's because your spirit wanted you to be something other than what you are now. Typically, it'd probably be your vocation, because you're here to be creative. So the creativity that your spirit thought you would pick and choose in this lifetime, you decided not to do that. So you don't have any energy, any horsepower there for what you're doing now, and you may feel like you're worthless. You can't do anything right because you don't have the DNA to support your current vocation. So with that, if that's you, if you're listening, then do the spirit infusion, and then specify that you want to have energy brought forward for what you're doing. So that's why I have that on there, to give people that extra little edge, maybe 5% more energy. But if you have nothing there, then you need to get it. And so you go back from conception to birth, basically, and you bring forth the DNA for what you're choosing you want to do in this lifetime. Because maybe it wasn't even thought of, So, back to you.
Yeah, I mean, really, everything that's even computers and different businesses and making things, all that is actually creative energy. Like, hey, what could we use next? What might people want next? That's all creative energy, so. So it's good if people don't squelch it and they use it. That's great. So that's the spirit fetus infusion. That is a good one. That's a very interesting clearing. Okay, so our next listener says they have a strong emotional attraction to a colleague that is 20 years younger than them, and they're wanting to get rid of the worry and hurt in their heart regarding that colleague. And I'm not sure if it's because it would be inappropriate, or they just feel it can't happen, or why that is. But that's what they're asking for. So maybe we need a sample healing for it.
Well, it sounds like the self-empowerment clearing would be one that the person would need to do. I'll do a heartache clearing here, get rid of the heart knots. So here we go. If you have that condition, situation, maybe you lost a pet or animal or something, and you think about it and your heart hurts, this can help you too, or just somebody physical that caused the problem. So here we go. I'm going to release that one incident that you bring forth. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, think it's 36, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. Hopefully that's helped you. I would probably do timeline crashes on that. So there's an age difference of 20 years. Maybe some people could write in what they think would be good at timeline crash. If you're older than the person, that's what it sounds like, you're 20 years older, then they're on a completely different set of timelines than you're on, and you may not ever be able to connect with them because of the way the energy systems work here. I would guess maybe 50 years ago it could be different, you know, with that age difference, but now there's so much going on. Probably every 10 years, the time has shifted, you know, immensely. You know, just look at our technology that we have. And so very possibly the way the person relates that's 20 years younger is on a whole different energy system than you would ever be. I'm not saying you couldn't have a relationship, but it might be hard to catch up to that other energy. We'll just see if anybody else comments on that. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, 20 years is really no big deal, I have learned. It's whether or not the relationship is appropriate for other reasons, you know, has to be determined by that person if they're available or whatnot. But you know, if you're adults, you know, age is really nothing, I don't think, as long as you have, you know, interests that are good for you too. But, yeah, we'll see if we get any other people who have anything to say about that. Okay. And, Ron, could you go over real quick again while some people make some notes about what the requirements for the 4-in-1 clearing are?
Yeah, it's whole lifetime emotional clearing, whole lifetime mental clearing. The sensory clearing I do for people over the phone, and that clearing could take up to 3 hours, so I need to make an appointment with people. The other clearing would be the planet star vortex clearing, and then probably dark side practitioner. So that's what's required for that one.
Okay.
And the sensory clearing is, I believe, $200 to do. And with that, I can tell you when you incarnated here. So I go back and back. Like I said, it could take up to 3 hours. And I'm clearing away the energies, like the emotional energies, we'll say, of those particular centuries. And I can tell you when you first came here for this continuous sense of living. You could have been here, you know, earlier than that, but there's a break in between, and I only go back to the time that you were initially put here for this long incarnation that you have had here of the abduction of the alien on this last go-around. So you could be here, you know, maybe, I'd say 20,000 years, which would be not a lot, to maybe 100,000, something in there. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, when did people in general start showing up here on this planet, like the oldest ones?
Well, I don't know. I only go back to, I think the oldest that I've had is maybe 105, 110,000 years. But that's I'm not going back past that because there still could be humans here a long time ago. But I'm going from their current incarnation going back. So you could have left here. Maybe you're here 200,000 years ago, but you decided to come back and you came in at 100,000 years ago. So, you know, that's all that I can go into. As far as how long humans have been here, I don't know. And it depends what timeline you're looking at. know, everything is valid, but what's probably out there on the internet about how long humans are, you know, have been here, we'll say, two-legged, we'll call them. And it depends what timeline you're looking at. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So just to clarify, the Shackle Call release call is going to be Saturday morning. That is 10 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're in California, it's going to start at 10 a.m. And for everyone else, do you think you can figure out the timeline that you're on? Okay. So that's Saturday morning. And let's see, we're getting a couple of requests for the song with the alien release, which is really cool. I will put that in a file, and then we'll send it out to you. I don't know if I'll be able to get to it tonight, but it will be. We'll do it in the next couple of days, maybe after we get everyone's request. And then, okay, yep, we're getting a lot of requests for that, which is really cool. Just trying to go through those. Okay. Hey, Ron, is it possible? I know a couple months ago we did a mass clearing of entities for Native Americans. Is it possible to do another mass clearing for entities for, like, a certain race, like Jewish people or something like that?
Boy, yeah, but I don't know what, you know, everybody listening would want to have their race, you know, cleared. So that would get too, just way over, too much for me to do.
That's too much? Okay.
Way too much, yeah. You
okay.
can go on and do an entity clearing that way, you know, on the website.
So we could each do our own families.
Yep.
Separate.
So that's what the website's for, is to go in there and to clear things out, to bring you peace and have more spirit integration. The clearings that I do on this program or any of the programs, they're just Band-Aids. They're a little small Band-Aid to show you that this is working. And you must go in and do the whole lifetime, you know, clearing if you want to have some relief. So that's all I'm doing is sample clearings for people. Show you how fast they work and how the light comes in and helps you instantly. And you get more of your spirit back. But it's up to you to step up to the plate to do the clearings. So back to you.
Yes, like the whole life emotional healing. And I think, you know, when I first started checking out the Creation Light Chip, it was like, oh, that little sample really helped. It was a certain one that you did for a certain holiday, and I thought, oh, wow, that really did something. So then that made me think that buying the whole life clearing would be very helpful, which I did, and it was. So it's good to have just the little samples, you know.
And a lot of people also need, I won't say for the twin flame one, but, you know, the religious indoctrination clearing is needed a lot. You know, so back to you.
Yes, the religious indoctrination. Let's talk about that one, Ron. Because so many people are raised in a religion ever since they're children before they can think. Their parents have decided that we're going to put you in learning about this particular religion. And I've done that clearing, but I was already kind of like way out of it. I was so, you know, recovered, let's say. But do you have anything that you want to add about that particular clearing?
Oh, and if you never went to church in this lifetime, you still have the energy from your ancestors, so it's still there. So you want to get that stuff off of you. So that's the reason why you have that. The baptism clearing is very, very nice to do, the alien baptism one. So anyway, any other questions out there? Do we have anybody commenting on the Saturday call that we had, getting rid of alien android malfunctioning parts and programs and attachments and things?
I haven't come across any of those just yet. I think we may have read a couple of them the other day, but I don't see any right now. A lot of requests for the new song, though, so I think that's going to be getting played quite a bit out there. Okay, and let's see here. Okay. Somebody says they have found a way to run clearings with an auto clicker that you download called GS Auto Click. They put it on the Be Here Now and leave it running throughout the day. Now, I don't know how that works, but would that work with the healing? Is that, could that be used that way?
I don't see why not. You know, sounds good to me. Let's have somebody try it and see how it works out and what they have used it for. So maybe you could tell them what it is again. Is it an app that they use?
Well, it says an auto clicker that you download, and it's called GS Auto Click. So
George Frank, GF, or Good Friday?
George Sally. George Sally Auto Click.
It's Sally, okay.
Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. It doesn't say if it is an app or if it is something that you would get off of a regular computer. So I'm not sure about that, but that does sound interesting. Wouldn't we all like to have the Be Here Now one running all the time? That'd be awesome. Okay, so good idea, listener. Thank you very much. I think some of us can write that down, and then we'll probably hear back about how that works. Okay, so it says here, since the last show where Ron discussed the importance of non-thinking or no thinking, I've been exploring what to think in order to get my personal stuff done. How does this work exactly, to think or not to think? Getting my work done. Yeah.
Well, it'll start, you know, the energy that's inside of you initially wasn't mind energy. And the energy that was source energy in you ran up and down with what we call now the chakra system. So your whole body was energized with source energy. And then the dark side came in and gave you mind energy. And then it gave you the darkness in your chakra system. So they have to be balanced because they're controlling that. And that's their entry point into your body, all your different chakras. So that's all dark side stuff. So when you start to release yourself from mentally thinking a lot, then you start using your spirit energy, which you would call source energy, to connect with your body. And you will start having a body consciousness. And that you could call maybe body thinking, we'll call it, okay? But it won't be the energy of darkness on timelines, because you're not on timelines, you're in the now. So it takes a while to do. I would say it probably takes some people, after talking to people at the expo, they can do it within 3 months, and some people can, you know, have been able to kind of master it within a year. But everybody's different. So when you're in the now, you automatically don't think. But you do have a consciousness, and you can talk. So what's making you talk? You're talking because your body is talking. The mind isn't communicating and talking. So it's a little different way of looking at it, but you have to experience it by doing the mind to heart drop maybe a couple thousand times to finally catch on to what's happening. And your body will start to recognize the way it used to be a long time ago. So that's sort of the way to look at it. And what happens on the timelines when you start to think, all of a sudden, all these timelines from your past connected to your body genetics come forward, and the aliens look at that and decide which timeline they want to activate for you to be on. along with what physical problems and pain or whatever emotional stuff they can energize in you. So when you're in peace, they really cannot connect to you. That's why you want to be in peace off the timelines and, you know, not to think, because you will be able to have a body consciousness. You know, do you really think when you pick up, you know, a spoon and you want to have some soup in front of you, do you really think about how to do that? No, it's an automatic kind of reaction that you're doing. You already learned it. In fact, you probably didn't even really need anybody to tell you what to do. You just watch somebody pick a spoon up probably when you're a baby, and, you know, maybe that spoon went into something. Your mother's probably guiding it, and then you kind of caught on to it, you know? And so it's an automatic thing, but you're not thinking when you eat normally, unless you're looking at your food, deciding what to eat next. But, you know, normally your body will look at it and decide what it wants. Anyway, once you start doing it a lot, then you can catch on to what we're talking about. To the first timer, then I go, yeah, right, how do I not think? I got this job that I got to think all the time and make decisions. Well, you can do that very easily. I'm doing that right now as I'm talking to you. I'm not thinking. And when you get into this state, it's very hard to read words. You're lucky if you could read 6 to 10 words at a time without forgetting what the first word was. Because in source energy, there's no words. So back to you.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay,
I did one of the expos, and the people looked at me, and they looked really strange. So get something that you would normally read in front of you and take the worst thing, get your biggest bill that came in the mail, and we'll see how this works for you. Or just get something that you can read. And I'm going to take you into no time, we'll say, you know, being in the present moment and in the now, and see if you could read it. So here we go. Hopefully you have something there. So on a count to 20 to put you into the present moment here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Got to do a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here we go. I think we're there. Now read something in front of you and see if you get any meaning out of it. So it should look like words that, you know, you may be able to read. You may be looking at letters that make up a word. So, and you go, wow, really strange. So back to you.
Yeah, it's like you have to read it several times, and then you're still like, I didn't get it. So I have to read it again. Okay, good.
So you're reading duality. Each one of those words will bring you into duality of some sort, and there's a meaning to that, and it doesn't make any sense to you because you're not in that system of duality. You're in the present moment where duality doesn't exist. Back to you.
Okay. I'm going to try and read some comments now. Okay, so somebody did write in about last Saturday's call. They said that the alien android call was fabulous, that they feel more powerful in their body and lighter.
Right. So. More body energy. Yeah, that's true, because those energies got released, so now you can have more territory. And it's hard to even talk about that call or the two calls that we had, because it's so far out of the box. If you're not on the call, well, you would never understand what we're even probably talking about. So back to you.
Oh, I thought that call was amazing. So it was really good. All right. One of our listeners has suggested some movies, Solomon Kane and The Last Witch Hunter. I haven't seen either of those. they haven't seen them either, but they thought that they might apply to something that we're watching. So if anyone is interested, I always like to hear about new movies to watch, and I actually keep a long list of movies to watch. So thank you very much, listener. And somebody sent us something about giant metal rings. It's a video. I haven't seen it yet. Do you know anything about it, Ron? Giant metal rings? Oh,
yeah,
the giant
metal rings. Which are the stargates that people get used to get beamed out of here.
Right. I'm going to forward that to you. So it must be a video about it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we have so many emails. Wow, it's like endless. Let's see here. I just saw them, and then it's like I lost them. Okay. So I know we're 1 minute too, Ron. I don't know if we're going to go over or not tonight.
We can probably go over 2 minutes, so you can read one question, and I'll do the mind to heart drop.
Okay. So they were just mentioning that if you were looking for the GS Auto Click, it says it's very simple. You can download it on the computer, or there are also ones that you can use on your phone. You can record what you click on, and it will play it over continuously. They also say they've used it on the emergency clearing and the Be Here Now.
Okay. That's great. So I guess my question with this would be, if somebody did those two clearings, is it only unique to what you're using it on, or is there like a link you could send? People could also click on it to have that. I'm just curious. It might just be unique to your own computer, I would guess. But anyway, let's do the mind to heart drop here. And here we go. So, commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them down into your heart. And here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And tomorrow we have our 5:30 Pacific. We get rid of the replicas that could be causing you problems. Have these problems that you think you have, you do have it until they're released. The replicas can bring those into you, alien replicas of you. These are like the clone bodies that have conditions. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and see you later, everyone. Blessings.